Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. The best way to get through Friday. The drive-through with Musimudi Whitehead and Sandile van Heerden. Every Friday from 3 to 6 p.m. Kaya FM 95.9.
Getting you through Friday, indeed. It is the drive-through on the home of the Afropolitan award-winning station, commercial station of the year, Kaya FM 95.9. And if you're tuning in right now, we're about to speak to a comedian slash creative director. That is Donovan Goliath. Now, you might have seen some of his work making waves on social media with some of his lockdown content. And he joins us right now to talk about everything he's been doing, from music to fashion catalogs. Very interesting. Good afternoon, Donovan. Welcome to the drive-thru.
Brother, thank you so much for having me, man. I appreciate this.
Yeah, I'm surprised we even got you, because I think you're the only person in South Africa who is still busy during lockdown.
Yay, chap. You know, I think we created a monster. You know, what started out as just something fun one day ended up becoming a full-on campaign. Now we're working every day trying to make stuff.
Yeah, because I'm sure people want to see what are you bringing out today, what fashion line you're bringing out today, what song maybe, and let's go into it, because I think a lot of us went into lockdown and a lot of people were nervous, a lot of people were scared. I mean, uncertain futures. Do I still have a job? Do I go to work? Am I going to get coronavirus? What is happening? But you seem to have gone into lockdown with a whole different mindset. Just talk us through that whole process.
You know, it's so what happened with us is we've got a comedy club in Melville, right? When I say we, I mean my team, Goliath, and very early on, you know, we shut that down, and you know, we knew that we weren't going to be performing, we weren't going to be on stage for a very long time. Okay. So early on, I already set myself up, you know, to not be on stage for another year at least, because I started seeing how quickly this thing was escalating. Mm-hmm. But then I was like, you know, there's stuff that I've been meaning to put out for so long. The real me, like a lot of people know me as just a comedian, but I'm an art director. I worked in advertising for 7 years, and you know, I wake up every day with these ideas, and I kept making excuses not to put stuff out and not to flex, you know. Once this started, I had no choice but to start making things, and you know, it really, like, these ideas wake me up every single day. And somebody framed it well the other day, and they said, "The captivity seems to have given you freedom." Strangely enough, you know, and I'm like, that's exactly what it's done, you know, because now I'm finally getting to showcase that I'm all of these things. I'm just a curious, creative person who just, you know, likes making. It doesn't matter what the medium is, you know, give it to me. I'm going to find a way to solve it because I enjoy that process.
Beautiful. And and I must say, we are grateful, because some of us who are stuck in this rut of being in lockdown, you've definitely given us some form of release, and it's also inspired us to want to do stuff. I mean, I
hope so, bro.
Yeah, I'm trying to find things to do. I've been shooting stuff and having to delete it, so I'm not quite there. But the thing is, you got me thinking in that way, so I appreciate that, Donovan. And if we talk about your significant other, your Mrs. Davina, because we've seen her play the violin, and I see you guys have been doing some work together. Tell us a little bit about that, including that rap, that Kendrick Lamar rap.
You know, what's so weird, like, this has been such a blessing, because, you know, Davina and I, you know, we've got separate careers, and we've never really joined forces because we've never found a reason to, number one, and we've never found a connection. We've never sat down to brainstorm what we can do together to fuse our two disciplines. And this really just forced us to think out of the box and create something that people have never seen before, you know. So I could have easily just done a normal rap, because I used to rap back in Mthatha. But then I
could hear. There's skill there. Because for those who don't know, please go to Donovan Goliath's Twitter page. You'll see it. I think it's pinned to your profile. You sound a lot like Kendrick Lamar. And not just your voice, but the flow, the type of rap. So you probably, is he a big influence?
No. He isn't a big influence.
Donovan Goliath is a bit too old, I think, ne? Donovan, for Kendrick Lamar, ne?
Kendrick is... I'm an OG to Kendrick Lamar.
Listen, you're doing well.
I'm good at impressions, you know, and this is the thing. I always go, you know, we're in lockdown right now. Everybody's going to be churning out content. What can I put out that's going to make people stop in their tracks? I could do a normal rap which everybody's doing, or I could impress people and do an impression and then make it even harder and go, let me do an impression, but make it, or theme it according to the, like, just make it a lockdown thing.
Make it relevant,
so I give myself these challenges, you know, so that when people go on, you're either going to be impressed by the music, you're going to be impressed by the bars, you're going to be impressed by the impression. You're going to be impressed by the fact that I'm trying to put out a positive message. So I create so many layers in it that it's going to hit you at some point, you know, because it's very hard to get people's attention, especially now during this time. You have to, it's not like, you got to look at your stuff and go, is this good enough? So good enough is probably not good enough. It's got to be great, you know, if you want it to stick. That's it.
I love it. You're listening to the Home of the Afropolitan. It's Kai, FM 95.9, speaking to an Afropolitan, Donovan Goliath, about his lockdown content. And I guess that is the thing. I mean, you mentioned taking that content to another level. You mentioned now this gave you an opportunity. You saw it as an opportunity to reveal the real you. Many people are down and out during this this lockdown and during the epidemic and saying, oh man, when is this thing going to end? But what's your advice, especially to freelancers, people in that community? They were speaking about it on Unati's show earlier this week. That are like, work has dried up. I'm not sure what to do. I'm in a rut. How do you approach it in a meaningful way so that you can still produce something that's going to generate an income during lockdown?
Dude, you know what? It's a very tricky subject. This, because there are two trains of thought here for me, and I think that from the get go we put ourselves under pressure. You know, one of the things I read, which was so profound, it said that this is not a productivity contest; it's a pandemic. Which I really loved, you know, because I think a lot of people felt like, oh no, I'm falling behind. I'm not creating anything. I'm going to become irrelevant, but the group of people out there who needed this time to do nothing, you know, they needed this time to reset their brains and just recalibrate just a little bit. But at the same time, there's another group of people who have been making too many excuses and trying to readapt, or not even readapting, trying to take what they were doing traditionally on stage and just slap it onto a social platform. But it doesn't translate. You know, you really have to figure out a way to readapt it and reshape it so that it works and speaks to the medium. I mean, like with me, I haven't done any stand-up on any of these platforms because it just doesn't work for me. You know, I need the feedback from the audience. I need that instant connection from the audience to make the gag and the rhythm of the gags work. So I've had to go, what can I do that's still funny but packaged differently? So I'm still bringing humor into my posts, but I'm packaging them differently so they actually fit in and work to the medium. So my advice to anybody out there, doesn't matter who you are, musician, an artist, whatever it is, you have to find a different angle, a different way. You got to think out of the box. You got to take what you know, you got to tear it apart, and you got to start sticking it back together and create something completely new. It's the only way you're going to catch the attention of any brand. I'm going to go back to the Kendrick thing once again, you know, and say, if I had just done a normal rap, it would have been exactly that, a normal rap. I had to do something where I challenged myself. Dude, it took me a day to get that, to write those bars, you know, to get the impression just right. I had to sit for a full day and craft it so that it was, right now I have no choice, bro, because I'm not going to be on stage for another year. That's what I've given myself. So I'm trying to churn out and use all my skills, everything I've learned, all the knowledge I've acquired, and get noticed. Exactly. I mean, I'm not sure if you saw it. We shot a 30-second commercial for VW in our homes. They gave us this brief. They said, hey, the hashtag is staycation, and however you want to interpret a road trip, do that. So Davina and I used our cell phone and we shot this thing through our home, and it's sitting on over 300,000 views now.
Let's check it out.
Which is unbelievable. Wow. Even these posters that we shoot are shot on iPhone. And in our, like, just there's a wall outside our kitchen. You know, we're using basic resources because I'm trying not to make excuses. You know, I think that's our downfall. If you're going to call yourself a creative, then you need to be creative with how you are making your stuff as well. There are no excuses.
Yeah, I love it, man. I love it. Yeah. So inspiring.
Adding brain to the brilliance.
Brother.
All right. Before we let you go, Donovan, and thank you so much for churning out all that content and inspiring us and also just chatting to us on the drive through, as we do with most of our guests, we have a challenge for you. Please, would you just let the people know what's your middle name, Mr. Goliath?
My middle name is David.
Come
on. A lot of people don't know that, yeah?
Your parents deserve a high five. Because David Goliath, that is so beautiful. I'm disappointed that you never went with David Goliath.
No, you chose Donovan. What? I think my parents were, they created a buffer, like a bit of a stop nonsense.
You know? Stop nonsense.
Kids are cruel, bruh. Kids are cruel. They will let you know for the rest
which
of your
one
life
are you?
Exactly.
All right, so your challenge is called David or Goliath. So,
yes.
David or Goliath with Donovan, David Goliath. So, basically, I'm going to ask you a few questions, three questions to be exact, and you need to tell me who did this or who is this. Is it David or is it Goliath? Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready, brother.
Here we go. David or Goliath with Donovan, David Goliath. Who had an affair with Bathsheba after seeing her bathing on a rooftop? If you remember Sunday school.
Those sound like Goliath tendencies, eh?
It was David.
And
David saw Bathsheba, who at the time was married to another man, had an affair and then married her. I think got the husband killed and then married her. It was rough in those times, Donovan.
Hey,
it was rough.
Don't you find it weird that we give this guy so much props? He's like, he comes across as the good guy, can't he? He's the...
He will take your woman and murder you at the same time.
With a stone.
All right. Second question. David or Goliath?
Yeah.
Who collected the foreskins of his enemies after killing them?
Oh, okay. Knowing David's background now, I'm going to go with him.
It is David.
It is David.
It is.
I will go. I will not be surprised if you tell me that the next question is, whose slingshot was made out of foreskins?
No. So David, to impress King Saul, who was the king at the time, went out, killed Philistines, and collected the foreskins as proof to say, I did kill these guys. Here are the foreskins. And he was obviously looking to marry Saul's daughter. Final
Jeez.
One. Your final
this
question.
This guy's crazy, bruh.
Yeah, it's crazy. The Bible's rough, especially the Old Testament. It's rough. Okay.
This is a Netflix documentary.
There we go. There we go. Maybe your next content. Okay, final question. Hey, cool. This is true or false?
Okay.
Was Goliath taller than LeBron James?
Ooh. Yeah. You know, when I think of Goliath, I think he's a Shaq.
Okay.
Goliath, he looks like Shaq. Yeah. That's
so you're going to say true?
I'm going to say true.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, it's a tricky one because it's false. It's neither true nor false. They are the same height. So Goliath was 6'9", which puts him at 2.09 meters, which is the exact height of LeBron James. Who would have thunk it?
So it's the height of a door, essentially.
Exactly. Donovan Goliath, thank you so much for taking part in David or Goliath with Donovan David Goliath. And thank you so much for chatting to us and churning out all of that content. We look forward to seeing more of it on social media.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.